There's a reason why mistakes slow some people down and not others. And we see this in high performance sport. We see this in entrepreneurship. We see this all over. And the reason is because on one side, people have a relationship with mistakes that suggests they're not part of the journey, not part of the process, not opportunities. On the other side, there's people that can embrace them as stepping stones and opportunities because they've realized that mistakes and missteps are opportunities to truly learn and grow. What's more is this narrative, this approach to mistakes, you see this in competent, confident young athletes, and I see it all the time, because they actually take ownership and responsibility over these mistakes. Just yesterday, I was talking with a client and we talked about exactly this. And he said, even in big games, I don't get stuck in my head when it comes to mistakes because I take them as opportunities to learn. It's very much the opposite of the narrative that we started with because it reminds the individual of agency, control over their future behaviors, and ideally over their future successes and the chances of their success. Because often when we make mistakes, we think, wow, that's the end. I have no control. I can't change this. I can't do anything. Now, a reminder of the power we have in shaping our story, our adventure, our journey. So with this subtle shift in the narrative, we can turn setbacks into opportunities, failures into springboards, and mistakes as reminders of the agency and control we do have in this journey. Feedback, comments, stories of your own, please leave them below. Thanks so much for listening.